TD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. About $1.2 billion in local infrastructure projects throughout New Mexico will be funded after lawmakers passed House Bill 450 just 2 days before the end of the 2025 legislative session. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham could remove projects from the bill via line item vetoes or pocket veto the measure by taking no action by April 11th. The money comes from the state's general fund, of which half is funded by taxes and fees on oil and gas, and is used to develop the state budget and fund projects across New Mexico. Bernalillo County led the state in capital outlay dollars with $293.6 million. Otero County will receive about $10.8 million, Lincoln County will receive about $4.9 million, and Chavez County will receive about $14.5 million. Southern New Mexico is known for its pecan crops, and in 2019, the state even produced a record-breaking 96 million pounds worth of pecans. New Mexico has since maintained its status as one of the leading pecan producers in the U.S., even with some pressing concerns at play. Aside from the challenges of growing in the desert, a major concern is the pecan weevil, a grain-eating beetle currently quarantined to Roswell and Carlsbad. They aren't harmful to humans and they don't carry disease, but they can massively infect crops if given the chance. There are protocols in place to reduce the chance of weevils spreading further across New Mexico, but experts say it could just be a matter of time before they chart new territory. And Ruidoso Municipal Schools will hold a special meeting at 9 a.m. on Wednesday at the Administration Central Office. The board will go into executive session to discuss threatened litigation and to discuss authorizing the superintendent and legal counsel and proceed relating to the Honeywell matter. The board will reconvene in open session to perform any actions. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.